And remember, take care of your pet in the summer.
Yeah.
Heat's bad. Heat's not great for pets. Cold's not great for pets. So take care of your pets.
Pets and the elderly. So look up on your pets and on Big Fatty. So let's hit this bumper right here.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So look up on your pets and on Big Fatty. So,
yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2997 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of July, 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my trip back to the villa. Yes, Big Freddy! Fivers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're fivers today because, y'all, it is just 5 months. 5 months from today is Crema Day. Big Fatty, the Hatterina's been asking about it for months. It's true, y'all. Y'all, every time I go see her, it's we need to be starting to think about Crema. And I'm like, no, we don't. It's July. And that came as no surprise this visit either. Yes, Big Fatty, but you know what? She's right. It'll be here before you know it. It's true, it's true, it's true, it's true. And y'all, my last the recording, y'all, the last day when I have a visit with the Hatterina, y'all, she kind of gets a little bit down in the dumps. And it's because, you know, she knows she's not going to see me again for a few weeks and things like that. And, y'all, this will be a longer than normal break for me this time because I'll be going to the Nolans. Be going to the Nolans for the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. And she starts thinking. She starts thinking of a thousand things, and she keeps thinking that she's going on a trip somewhere. And I said, no, you're staying right here. Who's going to help me pack my suitcase? And where are my clothes? And just lots of things. And y'all, it's sad and it's a little heartbreaking. But y'all, you just can't understand what's going on in their minds. And I know this is the case with lots of folks. You know, it's just It's just you just got to know that, you know, life still goes on and her life's still gonna go on and everything. And so, y'all, I said my goodbyes to her on Tuesday night, and went back to the Hat Cave, and y'all, I just had a quiet night. Now, y'all, I gotta tell you, my lower back where I fell in the old swimming hole, y'all, and I think it's just being aggravated. Yes, Big Fatty, aggravated. It may have just been aggravated by the, you know, not being in my own bed and all this. But y'all, it was just a little sore. And anyway, I was feeling it. So y'all, hump day night, y'all, I'm preparing to take some IBU friends and sleep like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, wash those sheets on Thursday, because you'll have pooped the bed. It's true. Y'all, I got in the Ruby Red, and I went by the McDonald's, got me a buttermilk chicken biscuit and a large coffee. And y'all, then I was on the road back to the villa. And y'all, on my way back to the villa, y'all, I got a testimonium that my mother had fallen. She had fallen again. She's evidently fine. She can't get it in her head that she can't stand up by herself and walk by herself. And so, you know, she continues to prove that. And so, y'all, she fell and scraped her leg this time, and didn't. The paramedics came and fixed her all up, and there was no head trauma or anything like that from what we can tell. But anyway, just, you know, it's just, y'all, it's never ending. I'll tell you what that is in a minute. It's never ending. But y'all, anyway. Got back to Charleston without incident, and y'all, I kind of did my normally when I changed up my routine, and y'all, instead of getting off the 26, as they would call it out there in the Walnut Hills, y'all, I just kept on going, and I went down and I went to the Sam's Club, and I filled up Ruby Red. Normally I would have done that later in the week, but y'all, I filled up old Ruby Red. Y'all, it was $2.53 a gallon in Hatlanta when I filled up Ruby Red, and y'all, I filled up Ruby Red here in Charleston, it was $2.19. So yes, Big Fatty, and I heard the Faye driver say that petroleum products were about $6.50 a gallon. Big Fatty, no wonder he's bringing his mobile mansion to the U.S. of A. It's true. But y'all, from there, I still did not come home. Y'all, I headed to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on hump day, I headed over to the Von's East. Y'all, I didn't have any food per se in the old ice box. So y'all, while I was there, I picked up an onion. I picked up a box of the Jiffy Cone muffin mix. Cause y'all, I took my turkey, boneless turkey bazoom out of the freezer when I got home. Y'all, I'm gonna make me some turkey and dressing. Y'all, I bought me a roll of the Jimmy Dean sage flavored poke sausage because I'm gonna put that in my dressing. And I got some celery. And I had to get a little thing of milk because that has to go in the cornbread mix. Y'all, they had the chopped Caesar salad kits. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had those good plum rose baby back ribs on sale. So I picked up a rack of those. Y'all, they had the containers of the pineapple chunks on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. And y'all, I got me another box of the Honey Bunches of Oats. They were buy one, get one free. Since I wasn't going to be able to use all that milk that I got for the cone muffin, the cone bread mix, so I got some of that. Y'all, that's all I got. Y'all, I spent $23.30, but I saved $13.91. Yes, Big Fatty, and we get to have turkey in July. Almost getting close to the holidays. You'll be looking for the cinnamon brooms next week. Yeah, I guess it, y'all. And y'all, I had gotten a testimonium on Tuesday from DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. Y'all, they were going to be coming to Charleston on Thursday and leaving on Saturday. But y'all, their plans had changed. Evidently, there was an outbreak of cat scratch fever down there in the St. Petersburg. Yes, Big Fatty, Russia has had a lot of that this year. No, St. Petersburg, Florida. Oh. Y'all, they had moved their trip up, and I had gotten a message saying on Tuesday, they had arrived in Charleston. I said, well, I'm not there. And I said, I'm coming back on hump day. And they said, well, that'll be lovely. Can we go to the Swiggin' Swine? I said, yes. So, y'all, I got home from the Von's East, and I unpacked the groceries, and I unpacked my valise, and watered my ferns. A big thank you to Veda for taking care of that while I was gone. Y'all, the weather was just lovely. I wish I'd had time to go for a nipple walk, but it just didn't work out. but it's supposed to be lovely the rest of this week also. So hopefully I'll get back to two nipple walks a day again this week and this weekend. Let's see. Y'all, DJ Ron and Gary with two R's, y'all, they came by the villa, and y'all, we sat and we chitter-chatted. It was so nice out on the veranda of the villa. We sat out there for a little while and chitter-chatted, y'all. Then I gave them a tour of the villa, and then we were off to the Swiggin' Swine. And, y'all, it was just lovely. And a big thank you, to DJ Ron for, picking up the ticket. Yes, Big Fatty, for supper. That was awfully kind to him. He didn't need to do that. Yes, Big Fatty, accept gifts graciously and move the show forward. It's true. So, afterwards, Gary, walked me to my car. You know, like those northern Mexicans do, open the door for me. Y'all, I felt like a lady of the night. Big Fatty! But, I don't know. Maybe not a lady of the night, but anyway, a lady of a, I don't know. Anyway, and y'all, got back here, to the villa, and, y'all, I couldn't hold it any longer. I had a Dr. Stone size colonic discharge once I got back here to the villa. Y'all, it was a vacation ending, except it wasn't a vacation over in the Hatlanta. But anyway, y'all, and then my my held male, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. No, held M-A-I-L. Oh, that's a different kind of male. It's true. Y'all, it had been delivered, and y'all, there was something in the little mailbox. Y'all, I don't have any idea what this is. Y'all, it may be something that I ordered, but I don't know. But needless to say, yes, Big Fatty, and at your age, everything's a surprise. It's true. So, y'all, we're going to open it up right now. Y'all, it's from the Double Scorpio. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. And so here we go. We're going to open it up here. Oh, Big Fatty, look. It is from the Double Scorpio. And let's just see, it's the Double Scorpio, and it is, no, I don't know what the hell this is. Oh, never mind. Big Fatty! Y'all, that's, the Double Scorpio is something... Never mind. The Double Scorpio has arrived. And so there you have it. And it's the Double Scorpio Gold and the Double Scorpio Emerald. So it's arrived. Whoever sent that to me will know that it's arrived. Beep! Fanny! So anyway... We'll just move on. We won't, Big Fatty, you're going to go back and take that out? No, we do not edit on the little show. y'all, I am back here. And by the way, I'm looking forward to trying the Double Scorpio. Big Fatty, now you've got us all worried. Y'all, I do want to say one thing. That I've had a lot of voice letters over the past few days, especially from that Gus Chant. And Gus Chant, I have to say, and I don't know if these were in e letters to me or if they were posted over there at the BFO, but I know that both Big Fatty, we don't know. Miss Bacon and Straight Bob just absolutely love Gus Chant's questions. So, Gus Chant, you just keep them coming. Big Fatty, you're definitely vulgar. Y'all, I'm trying to think here. Is there something else I wanted to say? I don't know. Francie, you know, the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. She says that was talking about the smell of the nursing home or the assisted living and the old people's house. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like Gavin and Jim's house. That's right. Hers smells like a sweaty 23-year-old. Big Fatty, quit touching yourself. Well, you know, I can't help but think that Big Fatty, you're just a vulgar, dirty. Oh, dear Gussie, a dirty old man. Oh, I am, but no offense, Francie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Get your Kremlis started. And y'all, don't forget, Tamari Friday is the deadline for the little shows to sign up to present in New Orleans. And don't forget, State of the Station. Sunday night at 8 p.m. in the evening over there at Pride 48. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the airplane show. And Steve the Tater, do you have any advice for folks during these hot summer months?
So look up on your pets and on Big Fatty. So,
oh, yes, Big Fatty. Everybody needs to check on those elderly.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.